We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Eruvei Tchumin, Halacha Dalet, in middle of paragraph Zion. Rav Nosson Zal was explaining the mission, the purpose of each and every single Jew in trying to constantly rise to a new Kabbalah Satoiro. V'chein b'chol pam u'pam, and for a Jew to repeat this constantly, kimavur heitev b'maymar anal, as is explained very thoroughly in chapter 22 in the first half of Likutei Moran. V'zeh b'chinas kabbalas ha-toira b'chol pam, and this is how a Jew is zeichet to a brand new kabbalas ha-toira every single day, every single hour. Ki onu tzrichin tomid l'kabbalas ha-toira b'chol yoim, because each and every single Jew has a mission to receive the Torah anew every single day. K'may shekosov, as it says in the Torah, Asher onoichi mitzavcho hayoim, the commandments which I instruct you today. And the Gemara learns from that, b'chol yoim yieh b'enecho kachadoshim, that a Jew's observance of Torah and mitzvahs has to be with an attitude that today is the first time in my life that I'm putting on tefillin. I'm putting on a talis for the first time. I'm eating kosher for the first time. I'm opening a sefer for the first time. The koydim shezoichen lebechino gavoya yoyser. Dahinu lebechinas nasa v'nishma gavoya yoyser kanal tzorech sheyie yerido koydim hu aliyah. And before a Jew can be zoiche to receive a new nasa v'nishma, to rise to a new level, he has to first experience a fall, a yerida, going down. And the Yerida itself is a positive item. That's what that brings him to this goal of the Aliyah. Nimtzo, she'achar kach kishezoichen lo ha'aliyah al yidei ha'yerido, nase me ha'yerido atzmo Torah. So that if the Yerida is a stepping stone and it's a vehicle to bring the person to the Aliyah, then the Yerida itself is also something holy, something religious. It's a religious experience. It's a Torah experience. V'alkein nikro ha-toira machshela. And this is why one of the nicknames that's attributed to the Torah is, it's called a stumbling block. K'may shekosov, as the Pesuk says, v'hamachshelo hazois tachas yodcho. And the Gemara says, Elu Divrei Torah, this refers to Divrei Torah, which a person doesn't really succeed at unless he stumbles on it first, unless he falls first, stumbles and messes up, and then gets up and repairs. That's when he's really zeicha to the shleimus of a connection with Torah. Kimavur heitev b'maymar hanal, ayin shom heitev, as is explained very elaborately in chapter 22 in Likutei Moran. Rabbi Nizal expounds on this over there. V'zehu ikur kol hanisyonos v'atzirufim she'odom nisnasev v'nitztarach bo'olam hazeh b'chol es uzman. This is the essence and the purpose behind all the tests and all the trials and tribulations that each and every single Jew goes through in this world at all times. Ki ho'odom tzorech l'chadesh tomid b'toyra v'avoida, she'zeh b'chinas kabbalas ha-toyra b'chol pam, b'chinas nasev v'nishma me'chodesh gvar yoyser. Because a Jew has to bring forth news in Torah and in Avodah, which means this concept of a brand new Kabbalah Satorah every single day, every single moment, to be rising to new levels of Na'aseh v'Nishma. Ki afilu mi she'eino yizecher l'chadesh mamesh chidushin d'oraisa v'hasogois she'en b'chinas Na'aseh v'Nishma kanal, Rav Nosson Zal explains now, even those Jews who are not on a level to bring forth new revelations of Torah, new concepts of Torah, to write new sforim throughout their lives, afal piken, despite that, gam ho avoida biatzmo shelisha Yisraeli, kishehu ish kosher b'emes, kishezeiche b'chol pam lehisoyra b'yoyser lavoidosi yisborach, b'emes, b'hisoyrus chodosh, gam ze hu b'chinas kabolas ha-Torah mechodosh. Rav Nosson Zal explains here that when an ordinary Jew, not a big genius, not a big Talmud Chacham, when this Jew gets dressed on a Tuesday morning and he puts on his clothes and he puts on a brand new attitude with a freshness, with an attitude that today is the first day in my life as a Jew. I've just been handed a note that I'm a member, a full-fledged member of Klal Yisrael, and I'm standing at the starting gate, and the clock is ticking, and the timer just went off, the alarm just went off, ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling, and I'm breaking out of that starting gate at full speed. This is mamish my first shot at that golden crown, or whatever they call it, you know, the highest supreme success that a person could possibly achieve in this race, where I'm going to put on my tzitzis and my tefillin and wash my negelwasser and make that mitzi on the bread, do every single mitzvah with enthusiasm, with a brand new freshness that I didn't have yesterday, the day before, or ever yet in my life. When a Jew goes about serving Hashem in that manner, that person is considered to have received the Torah brand new that day. That's his chidushei Torah. That's his hischatshus in Torah. Shemekabel al atzmoi lekayim es haTorah mechodosh, whereby the person accepts upon himself to fulfill the Torah with a newness, with a freshness, as if this is the first time I'm doing the mitzvahs. V'chol ha'shadibra Hashem yaseh v'yishma, and whatever Hashem wants me to do, I'm going to start doing it mamish to the best of my ability, starting today. U'kemuvon zeh b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal b'mokam acher, as is explained in Likut Imran, in Rabbeinu Zal's forum, in other places. V'aydei zeh b'yatzmo yochoy lizkois lahasokois mamish al yidei pshitusoy utmimusoy sheyisnahi kol kach bekashrus beemes besayrus chodesh bechol pam at sheyiskele bechinas kabolas atoira mamish bechinas nasa venishma beemes dahayun sheyiskele lahasig ulohoven masho yonista mimenu tchilo. Rav Nosson Zal says a Jew who will do this with simplicity, to put on this new attitude, this new beginning each and every single day, and to do the mitzvahs with a new feeling, a new freshness, the reward for that will be that it'll manifest itself on a spiritual level also, that that person's brain will be opened anew every single day, and Hashem will reveal to him new things that he didn't know yesterday. His nishmas will become nasis, even though he's not in a kolel, and he's not learning full-time, and he's not learning Kabbalah. This person, Hashem will send him, Hashem will open doors for him, and Hashem will reveal to him new awareness, new consciousness of Hashem and of Yiddishkeit and of Torah and mitzvot and everything about it. V'chein midargo ledargo, and this continues. This is a continuing process that goes from level to level. Every day a person can repeat this again and achieve new heights, not just every day, but every hour, every minute if a person wants. Ad ein soif, until infinitum. This continues infinitely. Shezehu bechinas na'ase v'nishma kanal. This is the concept of na'ase v'nishma that Rabbeinu Zal is speaking about over there on Likut Imran. Avol, however, ein hotam zoich l'madrega gavoye ser kimaydei sheyelo yerida koydim hu aliyah v'chu. Rav Nosson Zal says it's impossible for a Jew to go up to that new level unless he first has a yerida, unless he first has a setback. V'zeh b'chol odom u'v'chol zman u'v'chol darga v'darga. This applies, this rule applies to everybody, no exceptions. Every person in every generation, on whatever level they're on, in order to advance a level, they have to experience Yerida. Afulu mi shetzorech lizkois leize darga ktana. Even a Jew who's on a very, very low level, he's way, way, way down there, and he's supposed to experience a tiny little aliyah, to go up a tiny little notch on the ladder, afilu lehisoyrus chodosh, to have the slightest new awakening in Yiddishkeit, tzorech shiyeloi mikoydem ezi yerida lefi madrigosei. He has to first experience some type of a yerida on his level. V'hayerido hi b'chinas hanesyonois v'hatzirufim shiyeshloi mikoydem shoyla midarga ledarga. And the way that the yerida manifests itself usually is in the tests, or the turbulence, the difficulties, the struggle that the person goes through prior to going up to that new level. והנה באמס, בשעס הירידה שיש קודם הוא עלייה, שהיא בחינס קבולה סתור מי חודש, בחינס נעשה ונשמע גבוה יסר עליו, while the person is going through the yerida that precedes the aliyah, that precedes this new Kabbalah Satorah, this new Nasa Venishma, oz b'shas ha-yerida ho'otam hu be'emes b'sakona gedoyla. During the yerida, the person is in extreme, extreme danger. Ki harbe noflu al yidei yeridos marchmolson, because many Jews have fallen away completely through a Yerida experience. V'tzorichos liyos kegibor chozok bal yimoy. And the person has to be very tough, very strong, very adamant, very persistent at that time, and not to stray, not to swerve. V'gam tzorich siyata d'shmaya. And no matter how strong he is or isn't, he needs help from above. He needs Hashem to intervene on his behalf, to intercede on his behalf. That he should be able to hang in there, stay in the ring during that yerida. That it shouldn't result in a wipeout for him. He shouldn't get wiped out completely. But rather he should hold on tightly with everything he's got. Ad sheyizke l'shaber u'levatel ma shetzorach levatel u'leshaber kifi ha'yerida shloi. Until he succeeds in breaking and destroying and nullifying whatever he has to break and destroy and nullify based on his yerida. Ad sheyizke barachmav yisborach lebechinas u'aliyah. Until he's zoiche to get to that aliyah, to get out of the yerida and get to the aliyah. Va'ol zoiche sheyishapech ha'yerida lo'aliyah. And when the person succeeds, when he gets to that new level, when he gets on to that aliyah, then the yerida gets brought into the aliyah also. Ki ha-yerida hi tachlis aliyah. The yerida becomes part, then the yerida isn't looked upon as a negative thing, a bad thing. On the contrary, that's his success. One example of this on a physical level, we have the story of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal, who the Gemara tells a whole story about. He once spoke against the kingdom of Rome, and as a result he was forced to run away and hide out in a cave for 13 years, and he wouldn't wear clothes during when he was learning Torah. He would cover himself in sand, and he would only put on his clothes for davening in order to preserve the clothing. And the Gemara says that when he came out of that experience, the 13 years, his body, the skin on his body was full of blisters and from the sand, how the sand dug into his skin. And his father-in-law, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoyer, the first time he saw his son, Rabbi Shimon, his son-in-law, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, on this condition, he grabbed him, he hugged him, and he started crying to see his son-in-law, this extraordinary tzaddik, in this condition. And the tears, the salty tears, were dropping onto the skin, and this skin that was full of boils and blisters and everything. And Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoyer said, "Woe is to me that I see you in this condition." Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal's response was, "Woe would be to me if you didn't see me in this condition. Because if not for this pain, I would not have had the gain that I've experienced. The height that I've risen to become the extraordinary Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal, the one who revealed the Zohar HaKadosh and Tikkuni Zohar and all the greatest secrets of Torah, the one who achieved the highest level that any Jew had achieved up until that time, was as a result of this Yerida, as we call it. This Yerida, this having to go into exile and hide out in a cave and be covered and experience this physical pain and destruction of his body, in a sense, to such a degree. This is what brought him to this incredible Aliyah. And obviously, the Yerida was Tachlis Aliyah. The Yerida, he said, this is what gave. I owe everything I have to this. V'zoi sabchino hu bechol odom u bechol zman beklal u befrat. And this concept applies to every single Jew at all times. Hein beklolius Yisrael. It applies to Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people as a whole, as a nation. And it applies to each and every single individual one of us based on what we're going through personally.
Every
each time a Jew, it's time for him to exit from a Nas of an Ishma level that he's on now and rise to a new Nas of an Ishma, he must go through the Yerida. He must go through this type of situation. Rav Nosson Zal says, Va'amolek me'oilom ritzua mardus li'Yisrael. Amolek always serves as a strap, a rebellious strap that Hashem uses against Klal Yisrael. V'koydem matan toiro bo Amolek li'hilochim im Yisrael. Amolek showed up before Klal Yisrael was zechah to receive the Torah to do battle against us. Kama shekosuv vayovei Amolek vayilochim. Amalek came and did battle against the Yidden. Kihu hasoine hagodol sho'irev al Yisrael tomid bechlal ubefrat. Because he is the enemy of Klal Yisrael, who is always lying in ambush against us as a people and each and every individual Jew. Ukamoikin tomid bechol dor vador bechol esuzman bechol pam sheYisrael tzrichen laois midarga ledarga. And so too, this Amalek is there in each and every single generation, at every moment, whenever Klal Yisrael or an individual Jew is about to go up a level, dahainu minas evanishma zeh ligavoya mimenu, meaning to leave the nas evanishma that we're on right now, and to go up to a higher nas evanishma, sheoz tzorech sheyila yirida koydim hualia, whereby at that point in time the person has to go through a yirida before he can be zeche to the aliyah. Oz b'shas ha-yirida, she'oz ha'odam be'emes b'sakono kanal, then during the yirida, where the person is actually in great danger, as we mentioned earlier, oz hu oirev li'Yisrael, Amalek lies in ambush, u'miskaven b'toikif rishosei v'senosei ha'chazok li'Yisrael, and plans his great rishus and his powerful hate towards Klal Yisrael, ubo oz daiko le'ilochanim Yisrael, and that's the moment that he chooses to do battle against the Jew or against Klal Yisrael. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, vayovo Amalek vayilochanim Yisrael berefidim, that Amalek came and did battle against Klal Yisrael at refidim. What is refidim? The Gemara says, Refidim means Berithion Yodayim, when their hands were weak, Sherofu Yodayim and Atorah, when the Jews got tired from complying with the Torah. That's when Amalek jumped in to attack. Kioz Koidim Kabbalah Satorah, because at that time it was before the Torah was accepted officially by Klal Yisrael. Voz mikoidim tzorech sheyeh bechinas yirida kanal. And therefore, in order for Klal Yisrael to be zeche to that great aliyah of Matan Torah, official Matan Torah, they had to experience a yirida first. Vezehu bechinas rifyon yodayim an haTorah. And this is why the Torah testifies that they went through a period where they were very tired and weak from observing the Torah. Bechinas va'ato oyef v'yogea v'lo yorei elikim, as the pasuk testifies, you were weak and tired, and you were lacking in fear of Hashem, respect for Hashem. Yorei elikim ze bechinas bereishis yorei boishis shehumayim rasholim bechinas nishma sheboi kolu hakoil kemavur b'mayim ranal. The fact that it uses that term specifically, that the Jews were weak in yorei elikim, is connected to what we were learning earlier, that Rabbeinu Zal says in Torah Chof Beis and Likutei Moran, which is the Torah that this halacha is based on, he speaks about Bereishis, that Bereishis is Maimar Sholem, and the word Bereishis consists of the two words Yorei Boishis, Yira and Busha, which is the aspect of Nishma, which is Koilel everything. The koydim shezoyche hodom lozel bechinas yiro shu bechinas bereishis bechinas nas of an ishma, before a Jew is zoyche to the true shleimus hayira, which is this bereishis, which is nas of an ishma, koydim lozel hodom oyef viogea, before that the person goes through a yirida where the person feels weak and tired, bechinas yirida shekoydim hualiyah. This is the yirida that precedes the aliyah. Oz Daiko Vayevo Amalek Kanal. And that's the moment that Amalek chooses to attack. Vze Shetsivsa Hatoro Beyoiser Lizkar Maise Amalek, Umelcham Hashem Amalek Midor Dor. And this is why the Torah commands us to remember this incident with Amalek very, very well, and to know that Hashem is doing battle against Amalek in every generation. Ki ze nase bechol dor vador bechol eis shetzrichen lalois mebchinas nase v'nishmazel v'bchinas gavoya yoser hazai tzrichen lilchoy melchemes Amalek beis hayerida shekoydem aliyah. Because every single generation, every single Jew experiences this. Whenever it's time for him to go up a level, and he has to go through that Yerida, at that moment of Yerida, that's the moment that Amalek chooses to jump in and to attack, and to try to see to it that the Yerida should be a fatal blow, Chas v'Shalom. Paragraph Ches, Rav Nosson Zal explains, Kimavor b'maymar hanal, because it's explained in that in the chapter in the Likutei Moran, shenishma v'nase shehem nistor v'nigla heim bechinas bereishis bora maimar v'chatzi maimar av uben. Rabbeinu Zal over there explains that this concept of nase v'nishma corresponds to Nistor and Nigla, which corresponds to the term Bereshis, which is considered a Maimar Sholem, and Bora, which is a Chatzi Maimar, which corresponds to the concept of father and a son. So Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zehu midor dor. This is why the Pusuk emphasizes that the battle of Amalek, the battle against Amalek, is a battle from generation to generation. Hainu boeis shahatoiro hoileches midor ledor me'av leben minishma v'nasa minister leniglo. As the Torah is being transmitted from generation to generation, from father to son, and it's going from nigla nister to nigla, from nishma to nasa, bechinas, as the pasuk says, v'hodatim levonecho v'levnei vonecho yom asher amadato, that each and every Jewish father will relate to their children about the Torah, about the day that we stood at Mount Sinai, Srichim Legalois, Miav Leben, Midor Ledor. This is something that has to be revealed from father to son, from generation to generation. Bebechinas Dor Ledor, Yeshabach Masecho. As the Pasuk says, one generation to the next generation will praise Hashem's actions. Shetzrichim Legalois, Masi Hashem, Bechinas Nase, Midor Ledor, Miav Leben, Minishma Lenasekana. We have to transmit and pass on from generation to generation that which happened, that which we know occurred, the nase, to convert it from nishma to nase. Ki bechinas hanase shel hov, hu bechinas nishma bechinas nistor legabi aben, kemuva batorah nal, vohovein. Because Rabbeinu Zal had showed in that chapter on Likutei Moran that when you have two people, and one is on a higher level and one is on a lower level, for instance, the father and son, what is nase to the father is nishma to the son. That which the father has already achieved and understands, to the son, that's still something that's hidden from him, that he doesn't know yet, until the father goes ahead and transmits it to him.